Key News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Vatican's released a document titled Infinite Dignity, which declares gender-affirming surgeries and surrogacy are grave violations of human dignity. Charles Della Desma has reaction.
The Church repeats its rejection of gender theory, or the idea that one's gender can be changed. Tourist Lynn Price, a schoolteacher visiting St. Peter's Square from the UK, doesn't agree with the Vatican's views.
I do feel that in an ever-changing world, any kind of religion that has a voice needs to move with the times of the people and the emotions of the people and the way things are going.
Well, Leandra Hart from Germany thinks gender's a construct anyway.
I think that gender roles are made up by society over years and years and years.
Infinite Dignity states that God created man and woman as biologically different, separate beings, and urges not to tinker with that plan or try to make oneself God. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his country's forces have a date and will invade Rafah in southern Gaza. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby.
We're still looking to have a conversation with the Israelis about Rafah here in coming days.
Former President Trump has declined to endorse a national abortion ban, saying the issue should be left to the states. Meantime, a New York appeals court judge has rejected Trump's request to delay his April 15th hush money criminal trial. He wants it moved out of Manhattan. And a total solar eclipse briefly darkened skies across North America this afternoon. Our Kyle Viterbo saw it in Mesquite, Texas.
It is totality here. Everybody just counted down together. Cameras are up. Everybody's looking up, just experiencing this together. There are children, there are grandparents here all together. I am emotional. I can see a planet on the sky. I am crying and I can't help it, you guys.
This is AP News. Haya Panjwani has an update on the efforts to clear the wreckage of Baltimore's Key Bridge and the cargo ship that brought it down.
Containers from the deck of the Dolly, the cargo ship that caused the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge, are being removed this week as weather permits. The ship has been trapped under mangled steel in the Patapsco River since it slammed into the bridge on March 26th, killing six workers. It's an important step in reopening the shipping lanes. For now, ships have been passing on either side of the wreckage or through temporary channels. The White House said the Army Corps of Engineers hopes to open a limited access channel for barge container ships and some vessels by the end of April. It hopes to restore normal capacity to Baltimore's port by May 31st. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
After last week's roller coaster ride, stocks drifted to a mixed close. The main index is nearly unchanged. The S&P and the Dow fell less than 0.1%. The Nasdaq rose less than 0.1%. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V26 Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Visit Lowe's and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 7/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a workload is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week.
Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.